Blackstone Publishing presents The Right Sort of Man by Alison Montclair. This book is read by Sarah Nichols. For my niece, Susanna, may she follow in my footsteps, or better yet, run on ahead. Women want such unlikely things, romance and adventure and excitement. But what's the use? E. M. Delafield. To See Ourselves, 1930. Chapter 1. Tilly climbed the stairs from the Bond Street station out to Davies Street, blinking in the afternoon light. She had directions, but the directions were from Oxford Street, and she didn't know whether that was to the right or left. She felt like the overwhelmed child that she had been the first and last time she had come to Mayfair, when her dad took her on a special shopping expedition after a rare successful day at the track. She dragged him into shop after shop, looking at all of the clothes, the toys, the sweets, her voice a non-stop series of squeaks and squeals, while her dad beamed at the happiness he had produced, all because the favourite in the fifth race at Kempton Park had snapped a foreleg, and the long shot managed to skirt the subsequent pile-up of horses and jockeys and push its nose past the other survivors. Two horses were put down after that race, and three jockeys went to hospital, but Dad came out of it 40 quid ahead, so tragedy be damned. She wasn't even certain what he had bought her that day. Some pretty printed dress, she thought, probably from Dickens and Jones, one that she outgrew within months, because Dad would never think of buying a size or two up. But that day was still the best of her life.